This reflection is based on the gospel reading from Wednesday, December 13th, Putting on the Yoke. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." Jesus invites all to learn and gain wisdom from him. Since this invitation is for those who labor and are burdened, and in this life we all will be faced with some form of labor or burden, it is an invitation for everyone to heed. Sure, we could ignore this invitation, but again, Jesus emphasizes that this process is easy and is burden light. Also, he makes note to us that he isn't a tyrant, but instead he has a humble and meek heart. But what strikes me as the most amazing part of this invitation is that he promises rest for us. Who doesn't enjoy a good night's sleep or a refreshing nap now and then? Rest is essential for us to live a healthy and productive life. God knows this, and out of love is instructing us to yoke ourselves with him. And in the process, we will find wisdom and rest. Wisdom is another essential for living a life in a manner pleasing to God. When God said to Solomon, "Whatever you ask, I will give you," Solomon asked for wisdom. God then replied to Solomon, "Because this has been your wish, you did not ask for riches, treasures, and glory, or the life of those who hate you, or even for a long life for yourself, but you have asked for wisdom and knowledge in order to rule my people over whom I have made you king. Wisdom and knowledge are given you. I will also give you riches, treasures, and glory, such as kings before have never had, nor will those who come after you." Today, God promises wisdom and rest for all who follow Jesus. So I highly recommend putting on the yoke, walk together with the Lord, listen to his words, and watch for signs in your life he sends you. Don't be fooled by the false worldly promises of wisdom and rest, but instead, trust in the Lord. It's free. For he is the truth, the way, and the life.